Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association. Physician members who devote more than 11 years of higher education and 10,000 clinical hours in study to provide care for all Oklahomans. More at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Bill filing for the first session of the 60th Oklahoma legislature is over. The deadline was Thursday. And Sean, legislators have a lot of things on their mind.
It seems they do. Nearly 3,200 measures were filed for possible consideration when the legislative session resumes on February 3rd.
Over the last several years, the trend has been to see an increase in the number of bills filed. Why are so many bills getting filed these days?
Well, you're right. The 3,200 bills and joint resolutions are a new record. It beats by more than 100 measures the record set in 2023 before the first session of the 59th legislature, which topped the record set in 2021 prior to the first session of the 58th legislature. During the 57th legislature, 1990 to 2000, a total of only 3,481 bills were filed for two regular and one special session. Now, I think there are a couple of reasons there are so many. First, different people have different ideas about how to address an issue, both within a party and from the opposite party. And then the other reason is technical. In the House specifically, there are a lot of shell bills. Those bills have no language in them, but indicate someone might be looking to change the tax system, hunting laws, or something else. It looks like each committee chair filed several bills for their committee, and there are more than 20 House committees. And then House Speaker Kyle Hilbert filed several shell bills for each of the state's more than 90 titles of law. So those add up quickly.
It's probably too early to identify themes, but what stands out so far?
Taxes are a very big issue, particularly for Republicans, and specifically the individual income tax. There are several bills that would end it immediately. There are others that propose phasing it out over time by gradually reducing the rate. And then a variation of that phases out the individual income tax over time based on revenue growth, a position Governor Kevin Stitt favors.
There's one bill that will definitely get noticed, House Bill 2292 by Speaker of the House Kyle Hilbert. It was filed late Thursday and concerns the rights of President-elect Donald Trump. What does this bill do and what problem is it purporting to fix?
The bill, which affects only current and past U.S. presidents, waives Oklahoma's law that prohibits someone serving a felony sentence from voting, and it grants immunity to those individuals from criminal prosecution under state statutory language that prohibits any person convicted of a felony from owning or carrying a firearm. President-elect Trump, of course, was convicted of falsifying business records in the state of New York, a felony. Speaker Hilbert said, "We want to send a clear message that every American, and especially the President of the United States, is afforded their full rights and protections in Oklahoma, regardless of political attacks elsewhere."
Now, something we need to remember is that early in the session in particular, there are bills filed that are intended to get noticed and make headlines.
That's right. Former Senator Jessica Garvin noted in a tweet that not every bill filed gets a hearing. And that's true. Hilbert's bill and all the others still need at least two floor votes before they can go to Governor Stitt for his consideration, and most will have to go through at least three committees before being heard on the House and Senate floors.
Before Christmas, Governor Stitt issued an executive order requiring state employees to work in their offices rather than from remote locations. What concerns are some lawmakers expressing about that executive order and its effect?
Senator Adam Pugh said he is concerned that younger workers see remote work and flexible scheduling as a benefit, and they will have to be paid more to work 9 to 5 at a desk in an office, which could increase agencies' budgets. He also wondered whether agencies will need more funding for additional office space, further increasing their budgets. This looks like an issue that's going to be talked about more and more in the budget process.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online and find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.